Hello everyone, welcome to Immoral Gamers episode 17. It's been a minute. You know, we've had a couple of things pop up IRL, just had a couple of scheduling conflicts. I know last we left off we were actually talking about Christian, but since it's been a while and to be honest, not many episodes of the documentary series have come out since then, we're just gonna go ahead and switch topics to other things. Such as, to start us off today, I wanted to talk about Donald Trump being raided, because me and oh, by the way, I'm here with Cloud. I completely forgot to say, Cloud, go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up, dude? You just got hella fucking like excited to talk about that fucking raid.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, I don't blame you. That's just like, it's pretty funny, not gonna lie. Like, just seeing everyone like, no, and like, you guys can't fucking do that unless it's someone else. Then, man, you go.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Not my Trump.
For real, not my Trump. And it's just funny because one of the videos I was watching, Hassan was reacting to Steven Crowder, his impression of the Donald Trump raid, and he was just straight up crying on his podcast. He was literally straight up crying, and he's like, no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, the left, the right, you have to acknowledge how bad this is for all the presidents and the safety of America and all this shit. And he's literally in tears, and this is one of those people who calls people on the left snowflakes. He's literally crying about Donald Trump getting raided, and
It makes it funnier because like I don't know if you pay attention to like his desk like layout. Mm-hmm. He just like I think he's the only person I've seen like with the gun just like balling.
Yeah, he has a gun display right there, and he's always wearing that little what's it called,
like a
gun belt. Yeah, like all his gun stuff is constantly there, so he's like very conservative. And you know, he is the kind of person who calls people on the left snowflakes, but he's sitting there in tears about Donald Trump getting raided. It's just one of the most hilarious things I've seen in a long time, because again, this is a very soy boy conservative kind of person, and it's just hilarious watching them crumble because someone like Donald Trump got raided. Which I think no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, if you're not on the extreme right, he deserved it. You know, like you have to be on the very far extreme right to believe he didn't deserve that raid. And I think it's about damn time, you know.
I was actually surprised Ben Shapiro didn't say anything, because you know, he's usually on it. He's usually like the first one hot on the news. He's like one of the first people to like say some shit. I don't know if you've seen his fucking like tweets of recent.
But
always been popping up.
I haven't seen his tweet. What's he been popping off on, Ben Shapiro? Ben Shabibo.
The last thing I remember, and this was like a while ago, because like, I think like a month ago maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think Fox News had like some like story on like a family and their trans son.
Oh,
And he's like, man, Fox News, I can't believe Fox News platform trans people. And this is so fucked up. even though I forgot what the fuck he like went on about, but like everyone just like, hey dog, you good, man? It's like,
yeah.
it's not that deep.
For real, but that's how people on the right be. Not that people on the left aren't like that, but we're just talking about the most vocal people right now, because even Hassan was just like, yeah, Trump deserved it, and you know, it's just a bunch of political stuff that we find funny. Is there anything else you want to say about that, or should we move on?
The fucking Dark Brandon meme that people are saying Dark Brandon as raided Mar-a-Lago.
I don't particularly understand the Dark Brandon meme. Like, I know someone explained it to me, but can you just explain it to the people who are listening, just in case?
I don't really fully understand it, but if I'm correct, it's pretty much Joe Biden flipped the switch on himself, and now he's like lowering gas prices and what you call it. He's actually trying to like do shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now that he's doing shit, he's just like, what the fuck? Like, that's not my Brandon.
That's not the real Brandon. That's a different Brandon.
They're like, Brandon died when he got COVID. This is Dark Brandon.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty clever. Moving on from that, what have you heard about the Alex Jones trial, and are you keeping up with that?
Fuck, I haven't kept up with it in like a few days, not gonna lie. Even though like I'm like really like invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so from what I've heard, it's I don't know if I could like mention it from like because like you know TOS.
Uh-huh.
But you know, Alex Jones is being sued for these defamation trial like for the his how do you say his tellings of Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
So pretty much on his defamation trial that they his own defense attorney
mm-hmm.
at one point sent over his fucking text messages for like I think 2 years worth of text messages to the fucking to the other side pretty much, and they're digging through all that shit, and I think they like saw they found that he committed like a few acts of perjury.
Yeah, and he straight up lied to them, right? He was and they basically pulled up the text. They're like, this you right here.
That's pretty much what's going on right now. I think he lost the defamation suit.
I think so.
So he had to pay, I think it was like $4 million. I could check right now.
So apparently a listener says he didn't send him the text. He sent him the entire case file, like 300 gigabytes worth of data. Yeah.
There you are, yeah.
That is incredibly hilarious and deserved.
that's pretty much some goofy like Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, but like this is like I don't know. There's like actually stakes to this, or like this. Well, I mean not actually. I mean the other one did have stakes to it, but like I'm mm-hmm. talking about this one that had like more like this actually caused damage to like a bunch of like the parents.
Yeah.
So seeing this dude get his comeuppance, it's pretty poggers, not really.
Gets what he fucking deserves, you mean? Kinda. Because, I'm not sure exactly how much we could talk about it, but he was a Sandy Hook denier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty not cool, to be honest, Alex Jones. Not cool to be a Sandy Hook denier. I don't mean to laugh, but, yeah. And, It is funny to see him get his comeuppance and seeing all the weird, goofy interactions in the courtroom taking place. Like when the judge is asking him yes or no questions, and he's like, "Well, no, but no."
I forgot about that. The fucking judge at one point just like got fed up with him.
Yeah,
it's like you just please just shut the fuck up and either say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's just. Huh?
Or when he tried to like talk to the one of the survivors or something, or the parents,
or one of
the parents of the kids.
He went up to the dad and is like, "Brother, they are lying to you. This whole thing's a setup." He's like, "Your son's a lie. I don't believe this. This is what Alex Jones is saying."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Your son didn't exist or something like that."
Jesus Christ!
Like, oh my God, bro.
Oh, hell no, Alex Jones. Do you think he actually believes what he's saying, or do you think he's just making money off of it? Or do you think he's actually crazy?
I think he's like 100% like drifting. I don't think anyone's like that crazy, but you know, you meet certain people and then you think, all right, you know, fuck, never mind. So
yeah.
It could be. I just looked it up. He said it was ordered to pay $4.1 million to the Sandy Hook. I think multiple or just the one? I don't know if the one could...
It's probably multiple. Because, you know, he's denying the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
So it's probably multiple. Okay, moving on from that tragedy. So the main episode today, the focus and the theme is going to be about Andrew Tate because he's been popping off on Twitch lately. So what are your opinions on Andrew Tate? What do you know? What have you heard? What have you seen? And more importantly, what do you think of the impact he's going to have on young men growing up? And what do you think of the manosphere? Everything. We're going to talk about everything. So let's start off. When you think Andrew Tate, what do you think of? And don't just say Bugattis and sparkling water.
I mean, it's kind of hard not to. We've seen it's been like, what, at this point, it's been like a few weeks.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks.
As of recent, you just see the memes of Andrew Tate busting it down at the club, or mm-hmm. or the fact that he fits through like one of those pool floaties.
Mm-hmm.
and I guess they've been posting pics of him and his like big fat ass. Just like, I'm like, damn, bro, what the fuck is, like, homie's all caked up.
Homie got the dumpy.
For real. And, I don't know if it was actually him, but I think they had recorded him walking.
Uh-huh.
And he had, like, the most, like, NPC walk.
And they're like, this the dude who's supposed to bring masculinity back? And then it's the fucking goofy y'all walk.
And she looks like if he's gonna fucking, like, announce the next fucking game award winner or some shit.
For real. But that enough about the memes, because I know we like to meme on him, but there's some serious stuff that he has impact on. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who I would say either look up to him or are using him to make money by pretending to look up to him. And just in general, the manosphere. I know you're very aware of the manosphere.
Yeah.
Where do you think he fits into the manosphere right now? Do you think he's one of the most recognizable manosphere people, or do you think he's just like the current most recognizable person, or what do you think about that?
I quite literally think this man's like the final raid boss of, like, you know, like those manosphere guys. He's because I don't know if you've seen a lot of those guys. Have you seen like a lot of those guys, like, oh yeah, a woman should be in the kitchen, blah blah blah. But like a lot of those guys are like, they're just like, hey, you need to be the big tough sigma male.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be fucking, you need to be able to lift like 3 trucks at any moment's notice.
Yep.
And cut off 10 bandages with one finger. And they're usually like people you like, you will just look at them like, oh hey, I see that guy at the fucking magic club or the magic dance.
I actually haven't looked that deep into most of them. I've seen a couple of them. I don't know their names, but there's this guy in this like white t-shirt who talks in his room kind of like we're doing, and he's got short hair, and all he does is degrade women all day. And then there's the other guy who apparently died of COVID or some shit, who wears a tuxedo, who argues with women as well about like bringing traditional masculinity back and all that stuff. I know you know who I'm talking about. I don't remember their names. I don't bother to learn their names, but
I think you're talking about like Kevin Samuels.
Maybe. I don't know. I just know that he died of COVID. I think it was him at least. Yeah. And he was a COVID denier. And yeah, but anyways, you say he's the final boss. Why do you think that?
It's like, I don't know, cuz like, I mean, like, You really gotta give him credit. He's
mm-hmm.
as I was saying, he like all those dudes like talk about being tough. Tate is actually one of those tough guys. You know, he's one of those he's a world heavyweight kickboxing champ. I think he's a 2-time world heavyweight kickboxing champ.
Mm-hmm.
So he definitely has that, you know, the toughness factor to back, you know, back it up. And then he's one of those rich guys. I also making money. So he's in a sense pretty much what he preaches, but what he preaches isn't really how he got his money. It's just like
how he's getting his bag now.
Yeah, how he's getting his bag now. So it's, that sounds a little confusing. It's pretty much he. How do I say this? He's like giving you good advice, which is making him look credible.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's throwing in all these like, all this fucking, all these falsehoods like women can't park, etc.
No, it's cool. I see what you're saying. It's a thing that a lot of people do when they're trying to like, not particularly sell you on something, but in general get you to ease into their ideas. Is they lure you in with this this general vague good advice, and then that's when they start slowly easing you into that crazy stuff, that women belong in the kitchen stuff, that men are supposed to be all tough stuff. And you know, some of the advice that they give is, I've said this before on the podcast especially, but some of the advice that these guys give is actually really good advice. It's just you have to dig through a lot of shit to get through the good advice, and at that point you're better off just listening to just about anything else that doesn't have those misogynistic or just misandric views on men and women. Like, a more balanced take is what's needed. And I do think that Andrew Tate has mastered the art of rageonomics, you know, or and he's currently very popular in the meme economy. He's very memeable with all the crazy shit he says. And whether you're making fun of him or you're actually believing him, I think the only reason that he's making rounds is because it's just, regardless of what side you're on, you find what he says to be outlandish, ridiculous, angry. It's just something that you want to get other people to be like, hey, look at this dumbass, you know, look at this fucking idiot. and that's the only reason I think he's making the rounds right now. And there is going to come a time when he's going to start disappearing, and that's the issue with making outlandish things like that, or making these kind of comments, is eventually people are going to start losing interest, because or that, or he needs to come up with a way to keep people entertained. Otherwise, they're just going to leave.
I mean, he kind of has, like, the Alex Jones effect, where he'll, like, he'll, like, say some true things and then, like, say, like, over-exaggerate some things, or, like, just make up some bullshit just to try to, quote, like, this is from what I've heard, to, quote, get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about people who pretty much just say that, hey, he's, because, like, I've seen a 50-50 split of this. Mm-hmm. Some people say he is, some people say he isn't. What do you think of people say, when people say that he's acting a character?
He's acting a character. I think they're right to a degree. I think he is portraying a character, and he's selling us a character. And I don't think he actually believes a lot of the shit that he says. I do believe that he believes some of it, but not all of it. And the thing is, he even covers himself with plausible deniability. He's like, in the future, I may deny these things, but I have said something in the past. But if that's true, that just means that I changed my mind about the thing. So, you know, he's covering himself with this layer of plausible deniability and being like, yeah, well, I'm allowed to change my mind. And he's not wrong. Everyone's allowed to change their mind. It's just it's the character that he plays says a bunch of ridiculous things. He's like, if a terrorist walks in the room with two AKs, you're gonna get killed, you're gonna get shot, you're gonna get stabbed. But me, personally me, I'm gonna tackle the first guy, I'm gonna take the AK off of him, and then I'm gonna shoot the other terrorist. Al-Qaeda ain't got shit on me. This is almost verbatim what he said, by the way. I'm not, like, exaggerating. That's almost verbatim a thing that he said before.
And yeah, no, I remember that shit. I like kind of want to ask you too, since like you said earlier, he is making the rounds. What do you think about him having to, like, debate these Twitch streamers or, like, these content creators?
I think it's good that he's debating these content creators, because he's using them for views. They're using him for views. So as long as you know that before you go in, I think it's all fun and games, because he doesn't actually want to debate you. He doesn't actually want to debate anyone. I think he knows that he loses no matter what. So he has to resort to these immature tactics of, like, I don't know if you've seen him debate Hassan, right? Where he's like, okay, you lose. You're boring. You're dumb. No one thinks you're funny. No one thinks you're funny, loser. You lost. And it's like, that's not how a debate works. He doesn't actually want to debate anyone. He just wants to promote his Hustlers University.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what that is. I feel like a lot of people who are on the outside looking in, mm-hmm. Watching all this, I feel like they allow them, like, know that both of the, like, both Andrew Tate and the content creators are pretty much using each other for, like, the content, and that, you know, those impressions on the internet, like, hey, look, I destroyed Andrew Tate and the marketplace of ideas. But really, you said, like, no, Andrew Tate, a banana does not taste like an apple.
For real.
Some shit like that.
And
it's a little goofy. It's one of those if you pay attention to it kind of is and kind of isn't, because, like, a lot of the stuff this man's being accused of is really serious.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, you know, obviously the whole misogyny, some of the accusations do include sex trafficking, so I'm not sure, like. I'm not sure you can really ignore that.
Let's talk about these accusations for a bit, because really, I don't know much about them. I've heard his reasons as to why they're wrong or whatever, but now this is what I'm gonna say about the accusations against him about the sex trafficking thing. If you listen to him talk, he has a very particular way that he talks about women as like objects. So it doesn't sound far-fetched that he's being accused of, you know, sex trafficking or whatever, and he sees women as objects. Mm-hmm. They kind of fit in that ballpark of like, you know, if anyone's gonna get accused of it, you know, it's gonna be someone who views women as objects. And again, this is purely accusations. Nothing's been proven. But it kind of, when I heard that, I was like, ah, that makes sense. What did you think about it when you heard that?
It's one of those things where it's one of those things where if he is playing a character, it's mm-hmm. it's where those accusations are his character is coming back to like
bite him in the ass.
Bite him in the ass is like, oh, you know what? He says all these things about women. Therefore, you know, it's like
connect the dots. You know,
yeah, it's one of those like, oh, you know what? He eats like, what's that expression? The awkward razor, where it's like the most simplest.
The simplest, one, like, yeah.
And like, you know what? That shit, understandable. Two and two together.
Yeah, if you put two and two together, it kind of is like, oh, of course he's being accused of these allegations of sex trafficking. Also, what's the whole thing? He runs like an OnlyFans kind of like agency kind of thing, and it's like, again, doing and being accused of sexual or sex trafficking. Yeah,
it's a fucking cam girl thing that pretty much it kind of works like OnlyFans, but it's I'm not sure exactly how his webcam site runs. I'm not sure if it's like if it's like a Twitch stream where it's like how a normal Twitch stream would be, where like the cam girl would be talking to all the viewers, or if they live talk to the person individually. But they pretty much would have them talk to people, but it wouldn't be the actual. Obviously, it wouldn't be the actual girls talking to people. It'd be like Andrew Tate and a bunch of people like typing for them.
Yeah. But still,
I was gonna say too. Mm-hmm. It also didn't really help his case that he's kind of like ducking and dodging the Romanian police and the UK police.
I believe so, and you're right. The whole reason he moved to like Romania or whatever, he said it himself. Again, if this is a character, it's like bad choice of words for a fucking character about going to a place like Romania because they're. Their laws on sexual assault, I'm putting it lightly, are different than ours. And whereas over here, if a girl accuses you of something, you're kind of like seen as a bad guy, where over there they're like, okay, but prove it. And it's just very like, when you add everything together, it really starts to paint a picture of him. And if it's a character, it's painting a bad picture, you know, it's just painting a really bad picture. And that's about all I gotta say about that, because again, it's just accusations. Nothing's been fully proven yet, because he is dodging the police apparently, so there's that. And we don't know as of right now what's gonna happen, but still, it's pretty weird that he's making the rounds on Twitch. He has these accusations on him, and they just need to nail it down, you know. He just needs to get this shit over with, whatever's going on in his accusations. But
did you did you see that both Paul brothers called him out to a fight?
Yes, I did, actually. Did you see that whole conversation that took place, or like even more bits of that?
That he was like, no, I always saw the clip where he's like, I think he's asking like Logan or some Jake's asking Logan, and he's like, yeah, do I have your
permission to be disassed?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Why are you asking him for his permission? I don't get it, but
I didn't get that either.
Call him out first.
He's like, you have my permission to beat his ass, to tickle his balls or something.
I think he did want to beat him first, because I had seen another clip for him on it where it's like a... Let me think. I think it's Jake Paul that says this. He's like, yo, Andrew Tate, that's actually not cool that you're encouraging your younger viewers to say they gotta be on that grind set, gotta get those Bugattis in order to be popular or rich or whatever. Like, that's not cool to do to the younger generation. And he actually had a really good take. And again, remember, this is Jake Paul talking about Andrew Tate, being like, yo, you're actually being like a huge asshole about this. And then he challenged him to a fight. He's like, I will fight you. And then he also showed that Andrew Tate followed Jake Paul. That. Yeah, but he didn't. He tried to DM him or something, but then he deleted the message when he didn't get a reply. Honestly, I just think that part's funny. I don't think it adds anything important, but it's just funny that even someone like Jake Paul knows how bad this dude is, that he wants to fight him.
I mean, that kind of goes to show, because like there's you see it on Twitch, like some people like fully support him, and like do you think the people who like fully support him are actually like fully aware of what he's I guess indirectly trying to say to I guess the younger audience and some misdirected men, because it's mainly men who's gonna follow Andrew Tate like that. Do you think do you think that it's kind of scummy for the people who are like, oh yeah, you know what, I'm gonna meet this man live on Twitch?
I think it is only misdirected men that are following Andrew Tate, because like we had said, he has some good advice, and then the rest is covered in his like misogynistic views on women. So the people that are following him, I do believe there's a good portion of them who are only following them to get business advice, life advice, which he does have some inspirational moments where I'm like, yeah, I definitely agree with some of the things he said, but he has a lot of fucking things, especially about women, where it's just like, holy shit, how do you have followers, bro? Because I'm not gonna lie, I've thought about making an account just to bag on him, you know, just to get the bag in the opposite direction that Andrew Tate does. Because like I said, if you get a lot of the advice and you cut out the misogynistic bullshit, it's still good advice, you know. And you could do the complete opposite of Andrew Tate, I feel like. And he doesn't have to put women down to bring men up. And I feel like a lot of these people, what they do is they have to put women down in order to bring men up. And you don't need to do that, you know. And people like Andrew Tate especially, they get men thinking that women's only value is their vagina and nothing else. Like, they always ask this. They're like, what do women bring to the table? And then their followers are like, if it's not virgin pussy, they bring nothing to the table. And it's like, you've never talked to a woman before, bro. You know, you've never talked to an actual girl before. Go touch some grass. Like, you're
100%, because I mean, that's mainly what you were saying earlier about him, like saying, like, I'm giving actual like good advice. Mm-hmm. People will actually hear the actual like good advice, and then they'll hear the sprinkles of like misogyny and go to Hustle University and and fucking drink spot water and all that shit. They're like, oh, you know what? If this man who's paying these hardcore facts, a male who's never touched a girl before or even asked her, hey, can I borrow a pencil? pretty much you're gonna think like, oh, he has the right takes, and this man obviously, you know, gets laid, so this is obviously like how it works. And I feel like that's how like a lot of people kind of like get sucked into it.
By the way, I want to make this clear, because I do know some people prefer the traditional gender roles and all that. That's fine. You know, you can prefer the traditional gender roles if you want that. I know that there are even women who are like, I want my boyfriend to be the one to propose to me. Like, all that shit is okay. We're just talking about specifically like the misogyny and all that stuff. But if you want a traditional gender role relationship, you know, I do give that like a good for you. But find a partner that wants the same thing you want. because just putting all women and men into one box is a sure way to just waste your time and waste everyone's time around you who doesn't agree with you. You know, go look for someone who wants the same thing you want, which is a big point that I think a lot of these creators miss, and they spend time arguing about, like, women should do this, women should do that, men should do this, men should do that. Just find someone who agrees with you. You know, if you want to be traditional, find a guy who's more traditional. And yeah, as a more liberal man, I just I can't put
as
up with
soy boys over here. I think
as the two of the soyest boys, like, I just hear the stuff that they say about women, and I'm like, you don't have to say all that, you know. You could even just talk about how you how to improve yourself as a man, you know. Yeah. Like, you don't have to talk about what the women should be doing or put them down or be like, well, the only thing they really bring to the table is their vagina. It's like, at that point, wouldn't it just make sense to buy a pocket pussy or something? Like, I don't get it, bro. You talk about women like they're objects. Just go get a pocket pussy or something. But
do you think,
I don't know.
Do you think the people who were putting, like, oh, I owned Andrew Tate in the debate, emphasis on debate, kind of like discredits any conversation that is to be had when people are talking to Andrew Tate? Because, like, I feel like when people, like, see debate, they're like, they're focusing on, like, oh, which guy is gonna win? I want this guy to win because he's my guy. He's one of the same team sports.
I think I don't fully understand the question you're asking, but I'm gonna say that I think going into a debate with Andrew Tate is just the wrong way to do things, because you don't debate with people like that, because they're not gonna change their mind. What you do is you use their own logic against them. You know, you they make a point and you further that point, and you're like, okay, but if you say X is this, and then you just keep going from there. Like I saw this clip where they asked one of those Destiny asked one of the misogynist men, okay, what do you define as a man? And he's like, a man is someone who can do whatever they want with no consequences, no fear of consequences, whatever. And Destiny's like, well, you described literally a teenager who doesn't care, has no responsibilities. As a man, you know, in a relationship and with children, you can't just walk away from your children, all that stuff. And, you know, he just took his point and he owned him with his own point, because he got him to define what he thought was a man, and from there he destroyed his point. Yeah,
that's what I was pretty much trying to ask. So it's pretty much like when you, like, use terms like debate, do you think, like, when, like, people are automatically just trying to, like, find the winner of this conversation and not actually hear what the other person's trying to say? I'm not trying to say like we should, like, heavily consider the misogyny takes of Andrew Tate, but I'm saying, like at least hear what he's saying, and pretty much hear kind of, like, how these people are, like, why these people that are following him the way they follow him, why exactly they're, like, sticking to him. But I think it's pretty much like you said earlier, to go back to what I said earlier, it's the sprinkles of truth take he throws in.
I think everyone knows that these debates are purely for money. Like I have said before, like, I think that people are only watching because they want to see their side win, of course. I think there's a couple of people that are looking to actually listen to the other side, and that's important, because the people who are also debating someone like Andrew Tate, they're not focused on turning all of the people, you know, they're not trying to change everyone to their side. They're just trying to, you know, get the logic to some of the people, because if they can change even some of those people's minds and get them off of that misogynistic mindset, then they're doing work, you know, they're doing a good job. And
yeah, I mean, that's why I feel like quote unquote debates like these should be like just kind of like understanding where each side comes from. So that way they I don't know. I guess, like, address, like, roots of, like, situations if there are any, or, like, pretty much, like, see, like, oh, I see where you're coming from now. I won't do XYZ or I see why XYZ is like not very progress.
Yeah, and it also depends on the person they're debating, because someone like, I feel like I know the kind of if Andrew Tate's playing a character, I feel like I know the character that he's playing well enough to know how to debate him or like what he would do in the situations. So I feel like he's not the kind of person to give up a point easily. You know, like he's not willing to admit his wrongs or whatever. Like as witnessed when he was debating Hassan and Hassan hit him with the facts and knowledge, and he's like, look at this bozo using facts to prove me wrong. And he's like, look at this nerd kidding me with the empirical evidence about why I'm wrong and women are the better drivers. So he's not the kind of person to give up a point even if he's wrong. So I feel like the only way to talk to him isn't so much to debate him, but to talk to him and to take his points and literally, like I said, you know, if he says women are worse drivers or whatever, you gotta follow it and you'll be like, okay, like what else are women good at? And you know, just keep outing him as like this person who you just get a better idea, like, okay, you don't actually think that, you just hate women, you know?
This is why we need XQC versus Andrew Tate round two. Two intellectual gladiators going at it.
XQC got smacked up though. Okay.
Bro. Yeah. I was gonna say XQC has to be one of the debaters of all time.
One of them? Yep. Definitely he's one of them. When he started like yelling, man gets too hyper when he's debating it. Okay, so literally this is why you're wrong, and you're wrong, bro. You're wrong.
I think what it is like, I think he's like too excited to get his point across sometimes.
Yeah, I think Justin is the same way too.
Yeah, or he's trying to get it in like quick enough, so that way he won't get countered.
Yeah, I feel like Destiny is the exact same way, where it's like they feel like they need to talk fast and they feel like they need to talk hard because otherwise no one's gonna listen, or the other person is gonna talk faster or harder, and then the people in the chat are just gonna be like, he's overpowering you. And honestly, in that point, I think it's best to just be like, if you're not gonna calm down, if you're not gonna shut the fuck up and let me speak, like this debate can't go anywhere because you're just trying to, you know, you're just trying to pretend like you have all the power in the conversation, and that's not helpful for either one. And a lot of these debates are just screaming matches, if we're being honest. Like,
yeah,
especially when it comes to debating someone like Andrew Tate, it just feels like it turns into a screaming match really fast because Andrew Tate wants to make his point, but then he won't let others make the point, or like the same thing will happen where they'll try to cut each other off and they'll be like, okay, hold on, and he's like, let me speak, no, hold up. But let me ask you another question, since we're still on the topic of Andrew Tate. So you said that most of his followers are men. How old do you think they are?
A lot of them have to be or most likely the younger, like, men, because like that's when like you're like the most impressionable, that's when you're like the most gung-ho about your favorite guy. Because I don't know if you remember when you were their age, and as old people ourselves, you know, at the ripe age of 23, turning 24, you kind of just remember how you were when you were a kid, and how you had all this free time to like to like focus on your favorite guy, and you kind of like
build your personality.
You allow them to like you build your personality around them, and then you pretty much allow them to like imprint on you, whether it be their ideals or the style or like whatever it might be.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I think I mentioned this before, I don't know if off podcast or on, but when I was like 15, I used to watch Ben Shapiro Owns Lib videos, and it would just be him debating with unprepared, not well versed in debating college students. And looking at it now, it's like, yeah, it's easy for you to, you know, totally pwn those libtards, because, you know, they don't know how to debate you. They don't know how, they're not used to debates. They don't have the confidence to speak. Plus, they're not just speaking to you, they're speaking to a room full of your supporters. So you need to have like, you need to have that confidence up. You know, you can't just do things. And sometimes you gotta admit that there's some points that you can't really argue to, like I do believe, I don't want to bring up a specific situation because I don't want to put it on the podcast, but you know, there's some points that you might not want to argue in a crowd of people, you know, like there's just some things you don't want to come up and just say, because then you're gonna make yourself look stupid, or and that's not something you want to do in a crowd full of people who are recording you.
But, I mean, a reason why like that was popping off, like, mm-hmm. it's pretty much like it's again like internet blood sports. It's pretty much who's the better intellectual gladiator? Who's I'm owning this guy with words. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker's done a lot. He can't say anything.
Yeah.
He's like, fucking Patrick Sean looking ass. You know, he's just there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, damn, you know, he fucking owned that guy. This guy probably has some really good ideas.
Yeah.
And then they fall down that little rabbit hole, and then hopefully, a lot of people like who do go down that rabbit hole usually grow out of it. Mm-hmm. I usually hear from like a lot of people like, oh yeah, I used to like watch a lot of this shit. I have a friend who used to watch Ben Shapiro. I think recently now he stopped. I actually caught him watching the In-House Anomaly broadcast, which is good. I mean, because like I think he was deep in there. He was watching Crowder, but he wasn't deep too deep, because he was still watching people like, you know, like Ethan Klein. So I think he had that little foot in it, foot out.
Yeah, so. You mentioned Hassan Abi, and I've mentioned him a bit. So, what do you think about his political viewings? I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I listen to him, but I actually haven't paid attention to what his political leanings are. I just find him entertaining as the way he debates or not criticizes and breaks down people. You look like you were going to say something. Go ahead.
I was pretty interested to say, for the most part, I agree with him. There's a lot of stuff where he says like, oh, you know what, that, you know, that mm-hmm. that does sound busting. That would be cool if you got that. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, free healthcare for all, free schools.
Mm-hmm.
We need to better expand our public transport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like stuff like that. And then there's some shit he says where honestly, like, I don't have the knowledge of the. Of government as much to really,
yeah,
be like, all right, you know what, that's a fair take.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sometimes where he I'm not right, I have pretty small brain, so when he uses too big of a words, mm-hmm. like, all right, you know what, yeah, you said a sentence, I don't know what the fuck you said, but you said something. I'm sitting there, and I'm gonna sit there and nod my head. I agree with him for the most part, for a lot of his takes.
Mm-hmm.
He can get a little too eccentric sometimes.
Yeah.
He had that one 9/11 take.
Which one?
Which one?
Is it the one I'm thinking of where it's like America?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that one was, I thought that wasn't that a meme?
No,
Oh my god, that's something. Like I said, I watch him, but I actually wasn't sure. Do you know what political leaning he is? Is he like a centralist, or what was he?
He's a socialist.
A socialist, okay. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Like, I barely started getting into politics basically this year.
Me too. I'm still kind of like figuring it out. For some reason, I have yet to fucking Google it.
Me too.
I just hear him, like, because, like, obviously he got into that one controversy with him and his fucking McMansion, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard someone bring up a point,
mm-hmm.
that pretty much when you're buying a house in West Hollywood, I think that's a pretty normal price, like, what, $3 million?
Yeah, something like that. They keep bagging on him for his McMansion.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're saying?
So, because he's a socialist, I think the only reason people bag on him is because, you know, it's not that he's living outside his means. It's more like even Hassan Abi recognizes this. He gets flamed for making more money because, you know, of his political standing. And I do believe it's kind of a double-edged sword where it's like, you know, after a certain point, even he said so, he can take care of his family, he takes care of himself, he takes care of all this. But because of his political leaning, he's kind of like forced to, not force, but, you know, if he wants to portray that same that same political standing that he's portraying himself as. It's like people will make fun of him for his $3 million McMansion and things like that. And I know it sucks, but I think that is the price to pay, to put it in a way, for just being that political kind of person. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I feel like it wouldn't be as bad if he wasn't a Twitch streamer, because mm-hmm. you know how with the internet personalities, like
mm-hmm.
like people are just gunning for that head, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, you've seen in recent days, like, what's happened to fucking PewDiePie. I mean, like, the fact that people are always trying to, like, bag on this man Hassan for, like, having a $3 million house. I mean, I understand. He says, I mean, this is from what my understanding of what socialism is from him.
Mm-hmm.
Or not my full understanding, because, like, this is pretty much a factor in understanding, because I'm not really able to, like, give the full example.
Yeah.
But he just says, like, socialism isn't when you have no money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pretty much when you, like, you're just able to distribute the wealth equally. I mean, Google, check that just to make sure I'm not right. I mean, I'm right.
I think he said it. It's like when, like I said, when you have enough to take care of yourself, your family, and everyone else. So at that point, you just kind of gotta, like, give away, and to be direct, is like quote unquote give it away, because he has too much. So that's why people flame him when they say, like, oh, you have too much money as a socialist. You know, at that point, you just have to, you know, give it away. And it's not that he has to do it, it's more like if he's being real to his, like, political standing, then, you know, he has to embrace that and actually give it away, which I think he said he does. But, you know, taxes and everything, I don't blame him for buying that $3 million house or whatever. That is just cost of living in LA. And even though people say a McMansion, that's kind of just a little bit better of a house, you know.
Hollywood, 100%.
That's just a little bit better of a house for the neighborhood too. It's not like an actual McMansion, I'm pretty sure.
I think it's from what I've seen on his streams, because mm-hmm. I do be on there sometimes, not mm-hmm. a lie. Mm-hmm. You know, is this definitely like at least like a 2-floor thing?
Mm-hmm.
At least from what I've seen, I think it's like a 2-floor.
Okay, not bad. Is there anything else you want to say about Andrew Tate or Hassan Abi?
Oh no, I was gonna pull up, because I pulled up the Google's definition of socialism. I find it after what, 2 months of knowing this dude.
Yeah.
So Google defines it as a political and economic theory of social organization, which advocates the means of production, distribution, and exchange should be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. So pretty much the equal distribution of wealth and like other commodities.
Okay, I mean, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I still don't fully understand. I mean, I think I get like the gist of it, which is basically just, you know, we shouldn't have rich people, is what I'm hearing. We should all be kind of equal.
Yeah. I think he's even said himself, like you shouldn't be able to, like, hoard it.
Yeah.
So like you know, I think he's like, from his explanation on why there's billionaires, is because the people who, like, hoard their money and invest in, like, fuck, like, I guess offshore shit.
Yeah, and I do kind of agree with that. After a certain point, you just kind of have too much money. I think he said it, like, after a certain point, you're kind of just flexing on everyone. And I do agree with that to a degree, you know. On one hand, I get it, you know. Your family might not have to pay for anything for the next couple of generations. On the other hand, yeah, that probably shouldn't be a thing, you know. Like, when we have problems in the world that need taking care of. But that's because I do want to see the Earth and humans live for a long time, so that might just be me.
Yeah.
And I do understand that. On the other hand, I do also agree it's kind of not fair to take away from someone who made it, but at the same time, it's like, planet, bro. You know, you may not be around, but we need to make sure this planet around. And by the way, you mentioned something about PewDiePie. Can you elaborate? Because we have like 10 more minutes.
So I guess if I did... FRD really quick. So pretty much, he uploaded a video like I think a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know how recent the video was, but it was pretty much like, I think he titled "My Dog Reacts to Hates Cookie TikToks" or something like that. And at one point in the video, there's this video where this like deaf girl. Mm-hmm. I guess she's talking about something. She's talking about like I think her day or something.
Mm-hmm.
But she has like these really really long nails.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like signing off.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time he's like, what the fuck? And he's like, damn. He's like damn. She has some pretty long ass nails.
Mm-hmm.
I think he then grabbed his dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it, because he's like started playing with her, he did the like, oh, like this is
He just started mimicking the sign language, right?
Kinda, he just went like that with his dog, and he's like, I'm just talking about my day, blah 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 blah, and then a lot of people were like, oh, you're like, oh, you knew she was deaf. There's no way you didn't know she was deaf. I'm gonna be real with you. I saw that video when it first came out. I didn't even know she was deaf. I was just like, damn, she has some long ass nails.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I know she was deaf is because I've seen her videos before. I don't know why, but I have. And what'd you think about that, by the way? Because you know, I don't believe in canceling, but what'd you think about the whole situation?
About canceling or about the whole situation?
Just in both, in general.
I mean, the whole situation, it's just pretty much, it's dumb, it's nothing new. I feel like I said earlier, when you have a big enough social media presence anywhere, people are gonna find shit to, like, fucking own you on in the marketplace of ideas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, sometimes it is justified with examples like, you know, line makers, you know, get
your movies. Yeah,
You know, you got your cupcake connoisseurs.
Mm-hmm.
But cancellation, I mean, like, cancellation is pretty much up to the person being canceled.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you're not really canceled until you cancel yourself, pretty much. But I guess when you're legitimately canceled, I guess the legitimate cancellation, I guess, would be like when you're deplatformed, you know.
Yeah.
Because EDP, he got legitimately canceled.
Major
everywhere. He keeps going back though, which is kind of weird. He keeps popping up everywhere. He's on TikTok. I don't know if he's still on TikTok.
He's coming for those cupcakes.
I mean, luckily, everywhere he pops up, he's just been fucking
hammered. Yeah. Oh my god, the trolls! I love the trolls. Thank you guys for doing thank you guys for doing the hard work, by the way, for trolling EDP off the fucking face of the earth. I'll hardly say that to people, but it's pretty deserved here. So I'm still upset that they fucked up the investigation by getting involved like that, but you know.
Did you, fuck, speaking about the, I mean, this kind of relates, but you remember the guy who caught EDP?
Yeah, he had some controversy, right, or something like that.
So, did you hear about the recent shit he was, like, I guess, kind of in?
Recent? No. What happened?
So, apparently, I guess a little, like, quick time rewind, you remember the whole Ethan Klein bit? His famous, firework.
No.
Where he said on his show live that what if we
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to watch it. But so pretty much at that same NRA meeting, the man him fucking self was right there, fucking Chet Goldstein. Apparently he was there fucking trolling. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. He was there trolling. It's like, I don't know who the fuck he was there trolling. Like, the people who are legit, like, reporting, or the people, like, there. Mm-hmm. But I think someone called news footage of him. And then there were people like, oh my god, like, I guess people just didn't notice him.
Yeah.
And I just think that was funny, because, like, you just, like, oh fuck, he's... Is he there because he's trolling? Or is he there because he's like, fuck yeah, brother?
That's funny. All right. Do you have anything else you want to say? We have about 5 minutes, but I'm thinking about just cutting it short if you don't have anything else to, any other opinions you'd like to add.
You know, we've talked about Andrew Tate a lot. We've talked about his his pros and cons, but I want to. Hey, just leave it off on a light note. What's your favorite Andrew Tate quote? What's your favorite Tate speech?
Right now, it's the one where about the like terrorists coming in, and he just like disarms them with his hand-to-hand combat. He's literally like, "I'll judo chop them" or something. That one right now is my favorite. If you're talking about my favorite misogynistic one, it's basically anytime he talks about women, he's like, "Women are not people; they're basically objects." Those are basically my favorite
quotes. So I have three. I have one where he's like, "Bodybuilding is the gayest thing you could do." You're trying to look good for other men.
Mm-hmm. That shit was funny.
And then you had the one where he's like trying to like where he's talking shit about people who eat sushi.
Sushi, yeah, I love that one. Oh, like, the chopsticks. I hate that shit so much. The fucking face that he does.
You dip it in the song.
I hate that. I hate that. It's quotable though. It's quotable. And what's the third one?
Where he's like, "I'm not holding hands with my girl in public, all right? Because what if like two dudes like try to fight me, and I can't fight back because I'm holding her fucking hand. If she's holding my fucking hand, she better help fight too,
bitch. We can't jump or some shit like
that." For real, Andrew Tate, you're a fucking dick, bro. but the character you play, funny as fuck. Okay. But,
There's another quick one, but did you see when he still locked Aiden Ross?
No, I didn't. Wait, when he just called him a soy boy, and he's like, "You."
where he, Aiden Ross is like asking him like, "Hey, Andrew Tate, I'm gonna be real. I just need you in my shot, but I followed your Instagram. Can you please follow me back, bro?" He's like, "You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll follow you back if you ask me this one question. Have you seen the clowns that hide from gay people?"
And he says no.
He's like, no. "You've never seen the clown that hides from gay people?" "No. Not once. No." That explains a lot.
Oh my god.
That was fun. That shit was fun. I love the issues. Like, I don't know. I think especially because it was Aiden Ross. I'm not too fond of like Aiden Ross.
Me neither.
See him get something like that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we're gonna leave that off today. This was Immoral Gamers episode 17 here with Cloud Eyes TV. Go ahead and follow him at twitch.tv/CloudEyesTV. Check him out on Spotify with the Filler Podcast if he's still making episodes. Also, a quick shout out to twitch.tv burned_by_conditions just because he redeemed it on the Straight Lamb TV Twitch channel, as well as twitch.tv/itsasapandy. Go ahead and give them a follow if possible. Thank you guys for joining us today. And do you have anything you want to shout out?
No.
Okay. Well, again, thank you guys for joining us today. We're trying to get back into our weekly scheduled programming, so please bear with us. And goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Take care.
Take care.